Peace of the Lord be with you. Happy Friday. Hope College. End of week 9. Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah. Hey, we've got some visitors, people who are checking Hope College out. We want to welcome you to our community. There we go. Give them some love. We are so grateful that you're here taking a look at our community, and we hope you come back in such a way that you participate in this community, make it your own, to be a person of hope. Is there a better name for a college than Hope? I don't know. Hey, can I share something, show you something beautiful? I like to entitle this, I like to entitle this, Pure Joy Meets the Class of 2036. This is, I mean, look at that. I mean, is there, like, look at that. I mean, look at, that's joy. Right? That is Paul Boersma holding his first grandchild, Louisa. What's the middle name, Paul?
Louisa Noreen.
Noreen, yes. Born this week. The Boersma, let's give him a little hand. Yeah. Yes. Lord, we pray for Louisa, for the class of 2036 at Hope College. She'll be sitting right here. Hopefully, I'm still preaching. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of new life. Thank you for the blessing of a new generation. Thank you for the Boersmas. Bless her and keep her, and may your face shine on her. And lift your countenance upon her from everlasting to everlasting. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Pure joy. That kind of sense of excitement. I look at that picture, and I'm like, oh, I want to feel that way. That's the kind of picture, that feeling we had maybe in September when we've started. But it's not September. It's mid-October. In mid-October, the leaves are starting to fall, and the early morning fog starts to feel like something in our soul, like the fog of fatigue. We're getting ready for the long obedience in the same direction. Winter is coming. We've gone through midterms and you got those grades back. Maybe it's that time where you're starting to feel the cracks with your roommate a little bit. The relationships that were once really easy are starting to feel a little bit more strained. Or maybe that relationship that you were counting on, the person you thought was it, all of a sudden you found out that it ain't. Mostly because you didn't listen to me and it broke the October rule. It's that time of the year where you start to feel it a little bit, right? In your body. Blink if you feel tired at all. It's okay. And sometimes that can start creeping into your life with God, your spiritual life. Spiritual fatigue starts to set in mid-October. And what do you do with spiritual fatigue? Does it mean you've done something wrong? Does it mean that God has abandoned you? Once it felt so immediate, that feeling now just feels a little bit more like work. Is it time when you start to feel that, like I should just start checking out? What's the answer to fatigue spiritually, emotionally? And I want to suggest to you today that the answer is not to check out, but to check in, to press more deeply in to a life that can revive you. And for us, that looks like checking into the Word. This morning, I want to give you a psalm that might help you if you are feeling spiritually fatigued. It's the psalm that I go to often. It's the psalm that I've been living in this last 6 weeks. In the morning, when I get up, this is the psalm I'm meditating on. So I want to offer it to you. So close your eyes if you need to and try to see it as much as you can. Overhear the word of the Lord. The bush that burns and is never consumed, the book that we love. Hear this from the poet's pen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy and satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth might be renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he hold his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we were made and remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind passes over it and it is gone. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear him, and his righteousness to his children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. So bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless his holy name. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. What's the antidote to spiritual fatigue? Two things that Psalm 103 offers us that I commend to you. The first is this, simply this. Bless the Lord with your whole soul. Worship the Lord. Bless the Lord. Because when you bless the Lord, something happens. You get the attention off of yourself and onto another, namely the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No longer are you just walking in the cul-de-sac of your own feelings. No longer are you someone who is just preoccupied with yourself. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Worship is the antidote. The word is the antidote. Prayer is the antidote by blessing the Lord. And how do we bless the Lord? We bless the Lord by remembering. Bless the Lord and remember all his benefits. Remember who God is. And when you remember who God is, you remember what God does. This is why theology is so important. Our picture of God allows us to have a right blessing to the Lord. And the catalog in this psalm is great. His benefits, he forgives all your iniquities. He heals your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. Are you in a pit? He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He satisfies you with good. The Lord works vindication and justice. He acts. He doesn't hold his anger. He doesn't repay evil for evil. No. His steadfast love endures from generation to generation. As high as the heavens are from the earth, so great is his steadfast love for you. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove your sin. This is what God does. This is who God is. This is called, in our tradition, one of the Hesed Psalms. Say this word, Hesed. Hesed is this Hebrew word that is untranslatable in English. And the best that we can do is call it mercy or kindness or loving kindness or loyalty. One translator I love calls it loyal love. This is the loyal love psalm that reminds us that God's love is always a loyal love, which means that God's love isn't based on a feeling, but on God's action. Which, if any of you ever get married someday, remember Hesed love. It's not about your feeling. It's about the action. What God does is God shows up. What God does is God acts. God does something. He saves. He redeems. He forgives. He crowns you. He satisfies you. He works for justice for the oppressed. This is what God does. Remember what God does. And if you do, you'll be renewed. Did you hear that image? He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy and satisfies you with good as long as you live so that your youth might be renewed like the eagles. Are you feeling tired? Feeling like you're just flapping your wings so hard and you can't get off the ground? Why the eagle? Well, if you've ever seen an eagle, the eagle soars above. The eagle's not working hard because the eagle is caught in the updraft of the wind. There's another power carrying the eagle along. So when you bless the Lord and remember all his benefits, you're reminded that your life with God, your life altogether, does not depend on your action, but God's action. God's got you. And so just find the updraft of the Spirit and be renewed like the eagle's wings and soar. Soar all day long. Occasionally, maybe a little flap. And then you find that updraft. And you're just over the geography of the kingdom of God, seeing the panoramic beauty. Bless the Lord by remembering, and you'll be renewed like the eagles. That's one of the things that's an antidote to spiritual fatigue. And here's the second thing, real quickly, is to remember who we are, that we're mortal. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field, and the wind passes over it, and it is gone. It reminds us that that today matters. It reminds us that we will not live forever. I've been thinking about this. This has been a semester where I've been bumping up against the loss of days of those I love. 6 weeks ago, I did my Grandma Winkle's funeral, my last living grandma. A week later, I did the funeral for my friend and colleague, Dr. Jonathan Haygood. Next week, I'm headed to Montana to participate in a funeral for my mentor and a friend. I'm reminded that we are like grass. We flourish like a flower in the field. The wind passes over it, and it is gone. Now, how does remembering that we're mortal help our spiritual fatigue? It helps us by simply remembering that we're not God, and you're free not to have all the answers. It reminds us that today counts. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. So live fully immersed into today. You will never get today over again. So live it well. And then knowing that we're mortal reminds you to pay attention that everyone that you're around today is a gift, because you're not guaranteed that presence again. And so today, if you're feeling that fatigue, rest in the knowledge that God has given you today. Rest in the knowledge that God's hesed love is for you and that God's got you. And so today, rest in the assurance that God has established a throne. God is ruling over all. And so bless the Lord. Bless the Lord with every part of your being. If you're feeling fatigued, push through and bless the Lord and find the updraft of the Spirit and begin to soar in such a way that your life might feel like that eagle soaring in the kingdom of God now and forever. Amen. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.